Shalom to all. In today's afternoon, Mishnah is ruling Masechas Zvachim Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, all the way through Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. And moving on to Mishnah Vav for what we call troubleshooting. Let's say it didn't go as planned. Mishnah tells us, let's say he didn't remove the crop and the feathers and all the insides that come with it, or he didn't cover it in salt. Any change that he did, any mess up that happened after the blood was already squeezed on the wall of his Mizbeach, it's kosher with the Eved. However, let's say he completely severed the head by a carbon chatos ha'oif, or v'loy hivdol ba'oila, he didn't sever the head, he didn't cut both simonim by an oila, pasal, so then it's pasal. Also, mitzah dam ha'roish v'loy mitzah dam ha'gof, if he only squeezed the blood of the head on the wall of the mizbeach, but not the blood of the body, then it's pasal, whereas mitzah dam ha'gof v'loy mitzah dam ha'roish k'sheira, if he did the other way around, he only squeezed the blood in the body and not the blood from the head of the mizbeach, b'diavad it's kosher. Now, in the past couple of mishnayos, we learned about chatos ha'oif and oila ha'oif. And now we're going to be learning about the different machshavos that could passel these karbanos, and we've already had all of this before, so really we're just plugging in information that we already know. We know that a thought of shaloi lishma doesn't passel karbanos unless it's a chatos. We also know that there's two thoughts that passel a karbon. One is chutzlam kaimai, that he's going to eat some of the meat of the karbon in an area where he's not allowed to, and the other one is chutzlizmanai, that he's going to do one of the avodas, for example sprinkling the blood, beyond the time that he's allowed to do it, and that's called pigol. And there's a chi of kares if a person eats that meat. Now that we have this little chazara of all this information that we already know, the Mishnah teaches us chatas ha'if shemalaka shalai lishma, a chatas ha'if, that the malika was done shalai lishma, or mitzah dama shalai lishma, the blood was squeezed on the mizbeach shalai lishma, oi lishma vishalai lishma, it was double thought, lishma and then shalai lishma, oi shalai lishma v'lishma, first the thought was shalai lishma, then it was lishma, psula, all these cases it's possible, because as we know, shalai lishma possible is by chatas ha'if. However, oilas ha'if ksheira, if it was done by oilas ha'if, it's kosher, ubavad shalai esol bailim, it just doesn't count for the bailim l'shem chayva, and it means that the owner would have to bring another carbon, but still the oil itself is not pasul, it could be brought on the mizbeach. Now, echad chatos ha'if, echad oilas ha'if, whether we're talking about chatos or oilas ha'if, shemalakan v'shemitza daman, he either did malika, or he squeezed the blood on the mizbeach, with the following intention, lechol davar shadarka lechol, to eat something that's able to be eaten, or lahakter davar shadarka lahakter, to be makter, to burn on the mizbeach, something which is supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. What was his thought? Chutzam kaimai, not in a proper place, pasul, so it's pasul. However, ve'im by karis, there's no karis if the meat is eaten. Now, let's say his thought was chutz lezmane, that he was going to do it beyond the proper time. So in this case, it's called pigol v'chayavan olav kares, and he's chayav kares for eating it. Obavad sheikar v'matir k'mitzvasai, it just has to be that the matir is brought properly. And we had this before also. This means that the only way to make it pigol is if that's his only thought. But if he had another thought involved as well, so then it's not going to be pigol. It's going to be pasul, but not pigol. And that's when the Mishnah continues explaining. Ketzad kar v'matir k'mitzvasai, wasn't mean that the matir was brought properly. So for example, malak b'shtika, he did malika and he was quiet. He didn't have any improper thoughts, and umitza adam chutzlizmanai, he did the squeezing of blood on his back with the thought of chutzlizmanai, oishamal chutzlizmanai, the malika was done with the thought of chutzlizman, umitza adam mishtika, and the blood was done quietly with no thought, oishamal umitza adam chutzlizmanai, both by malika and by the blood, he had the thought of chutzlizman, zesha karva matar kemitzvasai, that's a case that the matar was brought kemitzvasai, and it's pigle, and it's chayv karis if he eats from it, whereas ketza loy karva matar kemitzvasai, what's the case where the matar was not brought kemitzvasai, but there's still a thought of chutzlizmanai, so this is if malak chutzlizmanai, umitza adam chutzlizmanai, he had two thoughts. He did the malika with the thought of chutzlam kaimai, and the dam was with the thought of chutzlizmanai, or the other way around. Oishamal chutzlizmanai umitza dam chutzlam kaimai. The malika was done with the thought of chutzlizmanai, and the dam was done with the thought of chutzlam kaimai. Or shamalak umitza dam chutzlam kaimai. The malika and the dam was done with the thought of chutzlam kaimai. More examples are chatas ha'if, specifically with a chatas ha'if, shamalaka shalai lishma. The malika was done with the thought of shalai lishma, umitza dam chutzlizmanai, and the dam was done with the thought of chutzlizman. Oishamalaka chutzlizmanai umitza dam shalai lishma. Or the malika was done with the thought of chutzlizman, and the dam was done with the thought of shalai lishma. Or both the malika and the mitzvah dam was done with the thought of shalai lishma. Zehu shalai karva matir kemitzvasai. This is a case where the matir was not done kemitzvasai, and he's not chai for pigol. The carbon's pasul, but it's not pigol. Now let's say his thought process was lechol kazayis b'chutz v'kazayis l'machar, that he's going to eat kazayis outside and kazayis tomorrow, or kazayis l'machar v'kazayis b'chutz, kazayis tomorrow and kazayis outside, or kachatzi kazayis b'chutz v'kachatzi kazayis l'machar. His thought process was half his eyes chutzim kaimai and half his eyes tomorrow, kechatzi zayis tomorrow, chatzi chayis b'chutz, the other way around. Pasul v'im by kares, here also the carbon's pasul and there's no kares. Now, Amar Behuda Behuda argues, like he did also earlier on a couple prakim ago, Zaklaw, this is the rule, that im machsheves hazman kodem machsheves hamakayim, if his thought of zman, meaning that he's going to do this chutz lizmanai, that came before the thought of that he's going to do a chutzim kaimai, so then pigol v'chayven olav kares. It is pigol and he's chayv kares for it because that was his first thought, chutz lizmanai. Whereas if it's the other way around, v'im machsheves Machshavas Hamakim Kol Machshavas Hazman. His first thought was Machshavu Chuslim Kaimai, and then he had the thought of Chutzal Hazman. Possible Ve'Ein by Kares. It's only possible, and there's no Kares. Whereas V'Chamar and V'Chamar argue and say that no, Zev is a possible Ve'Ein by Kares. In both cases, it's possible and there's no Kares, and that's because he didn't only have a thought of Chutzal Hazmanoi, which is going to be Mafagolit. He had another thought as well, so it's just possible, but no Kares. Lastly, let's say his thought was Lechok Chatzis Zayis V'Lahakir Chatzis Zayis. He's going to eat half of Gazayis and be Makdir half Gazayis. In this case, Kosher, the carbon's Kosher, Shein Achila Vaktar Mitzdarfin, because the thought of Achila and Aktar are not going to be Mitzdarif to the Shear of Azayis, and therefore the carbon is going to be Kosher. Moving on to Parag Zayin Mishnah Aleph, we continue discussing bird carbonos. The Mishnah tells us, Chatas Oif Shasal Lamato, Kemase Chatas, Lashem Chatas, Ksheira. A regular Chatas Oif that he did Lamato, which is on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and he did it exactly how a Chatas is supposed to be done, like we learned about in the previous Parag, and he had the thought process that this is for a carbon Chatas, so it's Kosher, because he did everything exactly as he should. However, Kemase Chatas Lashem Oila, let's say he did everything he was supposed to do for carbon Chatas, but his thought process was that this is a carbon Oila, or Kemase Oila Lashem Chatas. He did everything he's supposed to do for Oila Sa'if with intention that this is a carbon Chatas, which it really was a carbon Chatas, but he did everything he's supposed to do for an Oila, which as we know from the previous Parak, Oila and Chatas are done differently. Or Kemase Oila Lashem Oila, let's say he did everything for an Oila with intention this is an Oila, but again it's a carbon Chatas. In all these cases, Psula, the carbon's possible. And also, Asal Lamala, Kemase Kulam, Psula. If he did that void in the upper half of the Mizbeach, even if he had the proper intentions that this is a carbon chatos and he did everything that he was supposed to do for a carbon chatos, since he did it in the upper half of the Mizbeach, it's supposed to be done in the lower half, Psula, it's possible. And we continue discussing the pair of carbonos that we've been having for quite some time, chatos and oila sa'if. In the previous Mishnah, we had chatos sa'if, the proper way to do it, and a number of ways that if it's done improperly, how it's possible. So now the Mishnah tells us, oila sa'if, shasal amala, kamase oila, shame oila, ksheira. We have an oila sa'if, a bird carbon that's an oila. So if it was done above, which is in the upper half of the Mizbeach, it was done exactly the way the oila should be done, as we learned a number of Mishnayos ago, and he had intention that it's supposed to be an oila, so it's kosher. However, kamasa oila shim chatos, let's say he did everything like he was supposed to do, like a regular carbon oila, but his intention was that this is a carbon chatos. Ksheira, the carbon's kosher. As we know, all carbonos, besides a chatos, are kosher if they're done shalai lishma, obavad shalai also labailim, it just doesn't count for the owner, and they have to bring another carbon oila. Now, let's say he took this carbon oila and he did it, kamase chatos l'shem oila, everything he did was as if it was a carbon chatos, but he did it with intention that it's a carbon oila, or kamase chatos l'shem chatos, he did everything to it as if it was a carbon chatos, and his intention was that it was for a carbon chatos. In these cases, psula, it's possible, because it wasn't done properly. Now let's say asal lamata kamase kulam, he did it below, on the lower half of the mizbeach, like any of these things that we mentioned previously, even if he did it like he should be doing an oila sa'if, with intention that it's an oila sa'if, psula, it's possible, that's because he did it on the lower half of the mizbeach. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, the kulan, with all these cases, meaning with the cases from Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis discussing karbonos ha'if, chatas and olos ha'if, in a situation where he did it and it's possible, einon metameis beis ablia. It doesn't metame him in his beis ablia in his throat. Now let's just pause and explain this for a moment. We know that an animal that wasn't shechted at all, or if the shechita was possible, is called nevela, and it's tame. Now with a bird nevela, it's a little bit different. It's only metame in the beis ablia when it enters the throat of the person eating it. Now, as we've learned, with a chatas and olos ha'if in the beis hamikdash, we don't shecht it with a knife. Melika is done, and that was this complicated thing where the kohen holds it in his left hand and he cuts it with the fingernail of his right hand. Now that obviously is not kosher to be done on a regular bird. So technically, if for whatever reason the chatas for oila saif is pasul, that means the bird should be nevela and it should be metame beis ablia. And that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that even if he did a chatas or oila saif in a way that it's pasul, it's still not metame beis ablia. However, umaylin bahem, one is oiver me'ila with them. Nakuda to focus on, we know that me'ila is when a person benefits from hektish b'shoigeg, he benefited from something belonging to the beis hamikdash, it was inadvertent, he didn't realize. In such a case, he's chayv to bring a carbon, which is called asham me'ilos, and he also has to pay. Now, this is with anything hektish that's called kadshei hashem, that once it becomes kadosh, it doesn't have any heter to people. This is usually found by items that were consecrated to the beis hamikdash, but not with karbonos, because with a personal carbon, it's not called kadshei hashem, and even with a carbon that's not personal, for example, a carbon chatos. So even though before it's brought, it is subject to me'ila, once it's shechted and kosher to eat, even though it's still hektish, there's no din me'ila, because it's not called kadshei hashem anymore, since it's mutter to be eaten by the kehanim, so one's not going to be over me'ila if he misappropriates it and he benefits from it. The time that a person will be chayv me'ila for a karbon is number one with a karbon oila, because oila is called kadshei hashem, and it never has a shas kosher lekehanim. Kehanim are never able to eat it, so there's never a point in time where we're able to say, oh, it's not kadshei hashem anymore, and it has a shas kosher. And also in this case that the Mishnah just mentioned, that we had our karbon chatas or oila sa'if that was done improperly and it's possible, it is over me'ila with it, because since it doesn't have a shas kosher l'kayhanim, it's still considered kadosh Hashem, and one is Ivor Me'ilah. The Mishnah concludes, Chotz Mechatas Oiv Sha'asal Lamata Kamase Chatos L'Shem Chatos. The only carbon of these two that we've been talking about that one would not be Ivor Me'ilah for is if it's a Chatas Oiv and he did it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, just like he was supposed to do carbon Chatos with intention that it's a Chatos, meaning he did it Bekashros, then there's no potential of Me'ilah there. But besides that, all the cases that we listed in Mishnah Aleph and Beis where the carbon was Pasul, so one would be Chayiv Me'ilah for it if he benefits from it personally. Now we've been discussing Chatos and Oilas Ha'oiv, bird carbonos, which are either a Chatos or an Oila, and Mishnah Aleph and Beis, we learned how it's supposed to be done Bekashros, and if it wasn't done precisely like that, how it's Pasul. Mishnah Gimel taught us a din regarding Nevela and Me'ilah, and now we continue discussing this. Mishnah Talad says, Oilas Ha'oiv Sha'asal Lamato Kemase Chatos L'Shem Chatos. An Oilas Ha'oiv that was done below, meaning on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, just like a Chatos is done, with intention that it's supposed to be a Chatos. Now this is a case that we have not had before. This is very unique. He took a bird, which is supposed to be an Oila, and we know that an Oila is supposed to be done on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and he did it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, treated it exactly as if it's a carbon Chatos, and he also had intention that it was supposed to be carbon Chatos. What's the din? So Rebbe Elazar says, Ma'alin ba, one's going to be Ivor Me'ilah with it, and as we learned in the previous Mishnah, that means that it wasn't done Bekashros, it's Pasul completely, and therefore one can be Ivor Me'ilah. Whereas Rebbe Shua says, Ain Ma'alin ba, he's not Ivor Me'ilah, even though the carbon's Pasul, since his intention was that it's supposed to be carbon Chatos, and he did everything he was supposed to do like it's a carbon Chatos, therefore it actually gets switched to being a Chatos in as much that we say he's not Ivor Me'ilah. Now we have a detailed discussion about this, and it's kind of like a Gemara where we have a back and forth, each one trying to prove their own Shita. So Amar Rebbe Elazar says as follows. Here's the Kal V'Chomer why I say that this Oilas Ha'oif, which was done as a Chatos, is completely Pasul, and therefore one would be Ivor Me'ilah if he eats from it. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma'im Chatos She'ein Ma'alin Balashma. Just like with a regular carbon Chatos, that if he brought it Lashma, he brought it properly, so there's not going to be Ivor Me'ilah, as we had explained in the previous Mishnah. Kishashina as Shma Ma'alin Ba, if he changed its name, if he took this carbon Chatos and he brought it L'Shem Oila, so it's Shaloi Lashma, so then one would be Ivor Me'ilah with this. Well, Oila, a regular Oila Sa'if, Shema'ilin Ba Lashma, that even if he brought the carbon Oila Lashma, he had all the proper intentions, one still could be Ivor Me'ilah if he benefits from it, because as we had explained yesterday, a carbon Oila, one could always be Ivor Me'ilah due to the fact that it doesn't have a Shas Kosher L'Kayhanim, it doesn't have a time that it's ever permitted for Kayhanim. So Kishina Shma, when he did it Shaloi Lashma, when he did this Oila Sa'if intending for it to be a carbon Chatos, shouldn't we say for sure that he's Ivor Me'ilah? And that's why I, Rabbi Elazar, say that he's Ivor Me'ilah in this case. However, Amar Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua responded to him, Lai, that's not a good Kal V'Chomer. Why is that? Because Ima Marta B'Chatos Hashina Shma L'Shem Oila, if you want to say there's a din of Me'ilah by carbon Chatos, that it was done Shaloi L'Shma, its intention was for an Oila, why would that be? Shekein Shina Shma L'Davar Shiesh by Me'ilah. That's because changed it to being something that you could be Chayiv Me'ilah for. That's a carbon Oila. But Tamer Ba'Oila Shashina Shma L'Shem Chatos, are you going to say the same din applies when he takes a carbon Oila and he switches his intention for it to be a carbon Chatos? Why should he be Chayiv Me'ilah there? Shekein Shina Shma L'Davar Shein by Me'ilah. He switched the carbon from an Oila to a Chatos, and a carbon Chatos you can't be Chayiv Me'ilah for if it was done properly. And therefore, even though he had this wrong intention from Oila to Chatos, at the end of the day, his intention was for a carbon that you can't be Chayiv Me'ilah for. That's why Mekel says Rabbi Shua. However, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said back to Rabbi Shua, I'll continue proving my side why you would be Chayiv Me'ilah in this case. Because Vayrei Kodshei Kodshim Sheshchatan Badarin. What about Kodshei Kodshim that were shechted in the southern part of the Azara, which we know that that's Pasul. Kodshei Kodshim have to be shechted in the north of the Azara. And besides for that, Ushchatan L'Shem Kodshim Kalim, this Kodshei Kodshim that was shechted in the south of Azara was also shechted with improper intention that it should be Kodshei Kalim. Yechichu, that will prove my side. Why is that? Because in this case, Shekein Shinas Shman L'Davar She'in by Me'ilah, he changed his intention to something that doesn't have Me'ilah. Kodshei Kodshim, one could be ever Me'ilah for. Kodshim Kalim, there is no Me'ilah. But still, Umaylin Bahen, in this case, he is Chayiv Me'ilah because the main carbon is really supposed to be a Kodshei Kodshim, which one could be Chayiv Me'ilah for, even though, again, his improper intention was for something you can't be ever Me'ilah for. Afatal Tama Oila. Also, don't be surprised regarding carbon Oila that we've been discussing, Oila Sa'if, Shafal Pisha Shina Shmol, Davar Shein B'Me'ilah, even though he changed his intention to something that you can't be Ivor Me'ilah for, Shia Maluba, still he'll be Ivor Me'ilah. However, Amalai Rabbi Shua, once again Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Elazar and tells him, Loi, that's not so, because Ima Marta B'Kachay Kachim Shchatim Badarin U'Shchatim Shem Kachim Kalim, if you want to say there's Me'ilah by Kachim Kalim that was shechted in the south, and he had intention that it was Kachim Kalim, the reason why there's going to be Ivor Me'ilah there is because Shekein Shina Shmon B'Davar Shesh by Isser V'Heter, he changed it to be something that has Isser and Heter, which means Kachim Kalim, even though you can't be the Ivar Me'ilah for the whole carbon. Some of it does have Me'ilah, the Emurim, the sacrificial parts of Kachim Kalim that are placed on the Mizbeach. One could be Ivar Me'ilah with those, maybe not with the meat, but with the Emurim he could be. But Taimur Ba'ilah, Shashina Shma B'davar Shekuli Heter, are you going to say the same din applies with our carbon Eilas Ha'if that we've been discussing? Then when he brought it with intention that it's a carbon Chatas, and Chatas Ha'if specifically doesn't have Me'ilah at all, because none of it is put on the Mizbeach, as we learned by Chatas Ha'if, the entire thing is eaten by the Kehanim, so I can say there's going to be Me'ilah over there. And that's the end of the discussion between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, both trying to prove their own Shita. Now moving on to Mishnah Hay, going back to what we were discussing in Mishnah Gimel, which was about Nevela, and as we had said, Nevela is an animal that wasn't Shechted properly, or wasn't Shechted at all, and if it's a regular animal, then it's Metame, a person who just touches it or carries it, whereas by Nevelas Ha'if, a bird is only Metame the person when he eats it. And the Mishnah had taught us a Chiddush by Chatas and Oilas Ha'if, that if it turned out to be Puzzle because of one of the cases that we had mentioned in Mishnah Aleph and Beis, it's not considered Nevela, so it's not going to be Metame if he eats it. And that was a Chiddush. However, Mishnah Hay now tells us more about this. Malak Bismail Abalaila. Let's say he did Malika with his left hand or at night, and neither of these are allowed to be done. Or Shachar Chulin Bifnim V'Kachim B'Chutz. He took a bird and it was either Chulin or Kachim and he shechted it with a knife. He didn't do Malika, he shechted it. And if it was Chulin, he shechted it inside the base of Mikdash, or if it was Kachim, he shechted it outside the base of Mikdash. All these cases, it's not allowed to be done. Einan Metame Beis Ablia. It's not considered Nevela, so it's not going to Metame Beis Ablia. It's not going to Metame him when he eats it. However, Malak Besakin, let's say when the Kohen did Malika, he did it with a knife. He didn't do it with his fingernail. He just used a knife to cut the simanim. Or Malak Chulin Bifnim, he took a Chulin bird and he did Malika to it inside the base of Mikdash. He didn't shecht it, he did Malika to it. Or a Kachim Bechutz, he took a Kachim bird and did Malika to it outside the base of Mikdash. Or another few examples, Taran Shalohi Gezmanon, a tar is a turtle dove, which is one of the birds as broad as a carbon. He shechted it before it reached its time. It was too young. Or Bnei Yoina Sha'avarzmanon, a Ben Yoina, which is a dove that he shechted too old. It's supposed to be younger and he shechted it too old. Or another example, Sheyavash Gapa, Vishinis Meseino, Vishinikta Ragla. He took this bird and he did Malika to it, but it had a dried out wing. Its eye was blind or its foot was cut off. In all these cases, Metame Beis Hablia, it is considered Nevela, and if he eats it, it's going to be Metame him. As that call, this is a general rule. Kol Shahaya Psula Bakaidesh, anything that's psul happened after it was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. For example, he did Malika with the wrong hand or he did it at night, but besides for that, everything was fine. So Eina Metame Beis Hablia, it's not Nevela, it's not going to Metame him when he eats it. However, Lo Yahaya Psula Bakaidesh, if the psul wasn't once he brought into the Beis HaMikdash, rather wasn't considered Malika at all, or he did it in the wrong place, maybe he did Malika outside the Beis HaMikdash, or the bird itself was puzzle, like in the case where it had a broken leg or dried out wing or blind eye. In all these cases, Metame Beis Hablia, it is considered Nevela and is Metame when he eats it. Another case is V'chol HaPsulim, anyone who's puzzle to do Avaida, for example, a non-Kayain or a Kayain who has some psul why he's not allowed to do Avaida, Shemalko, if they did Malika, Malikas and psul, that Malika is puzzle. However, Einan Metame Beis Hablia, the bird is not Nevela and it's not going to Metame a person who eats it. We've been discussing Nevelas Ha'if, a bird that became Nevela. As we had said, it's Metame Beis Hablia. Only when he eats it, then he becomes Tameh. So the Mishnah has another case. Malak Venimsa Trefa. Let's say the Kayin did Malika on the bird carbon, and it turned out to be a Trefa. There was an internal issue with the bird that made a Treif that's not allowed to be brought. So Rameh Ramirez says, Ain't Metame Beis Hablia. It's not Nevela. It's not Metame a person. Whereas Rabbi Yudai Rabbi says, Metame Beis Hablia. It is Metame. It is Nevela. Now, Amar Meir. Meir says, here's my story why I say it's not Metame him. And this is actually a two-step process. Step one is, Mayim Nivlas Behema. Take a regular Nevela of an animal. Let's say a cow that died without being shechted. Shehi Metame Mago Masa. It has a very high level of Toma that if a person touches it or just carries it, it's going to be Metame him. Nonetheless, Shechitasa Metaheres Es Trefasa Mitumasa. If he had shechted this animal properly and then it turned out to be a Trefa, inside they found a halachic defect which tells us that we can't eat it, it's a Trefa, that's Metare it from its Toma. It's not considered Nevela. It's a Trefa. You can't eat it, but it's not Nevela. It's not Metame him. Well, Nevelas Ha'if, regarding a dead bird that was never shechted properly, we're not talking about a carbon yet, just a regular bird. She'ina Metame Mago Masa. That's not Metame Mago Masa. It's only Metame Beis Hablia. If he eats it, he becomes Tamei. But if he touches it or carries it, he's not Tamei. Any Dinshe Tei Shechitas Metaheres Es Trefasa Mitumasa. Shouldn't we say for sure that by shechting a regular bird, like a chicken or a pigeon or something like that, and afterwards it turns out that it's a Trefa because it had this internal health issue that tells us halachically we're not allowed to eat it? For sure, we should say that it's not Metame a person if he eats it because it's on a lower level of Tuma than an animal. So that's step one. And here's step two. Ma Motzinu B'Shechitasa Shimachsharta Ba'Achila Umetaheres Es Trefasa Mitumasa. Just like we find by a regular chulin bird, a chicken or a pigeon or whatever it is that you want to eat. So when a person shechts it, that allows him to eat it, and it also is metahar its trefas from tomo, as we just said, that if it turns out to be a trefa, it's at least not tame because of nevela. Well, af milikasa, we should say the same thing by malika. meaning when we have a bird carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, when he does malika to it, shimachshar tabachila, that allows him to eat it, and tetar shreifas mitumasa. That should be matar shreifa from tuma, which means that when he does malika to a bird carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, if it turns out to be a treifa, it should at least be tahar and shouldn't be considered nevela. Now, Rabbi Yaisi says that yes, Reb Meir has a great svara and he just explained himself beautifully. However, the problem is as follows: daya kinivlas behema shchitas mitaharta avolay malikasa. It's sufficient to only learn one of these things, but not both of them. In other words, the two-step process of Reb Meir was that we learn regular animal to regular bird, and then regular bird to a bird carbon. And that's what Rabbi Yaisi is saying, is that we're not able to do that. We can only learn the first part of Reb Meir's limud, that we could learn behema to regular oif, but we're not able to learn regular oif to a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, when malika was done properly to a bird carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, but it turned out to be a treifa, it's actually going to be considered a nevela, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, and it will be metame Beis HaBliya, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.